I'll come down here and talk to you. I hope you can see just about. You know that the law changes tomorrow. Tomorrow, if you're under 11 and under a certain height that I can't remember, you have to have a booster seat. And so I hope that you won't break the law here in Lisburn Baptist now from tomorrow. I'm not quite sure why that law has been brought in. One of my children asked me yesterday, and I said that I thought it had something to do with lady drivers. Maybe I'm wrong in that. I was thinking about that in the study yesterday, and I came across a couple of photographs on my computer, and I thought I would show them to the boys and girls, because I think I have a theory as to how it all goes wrong. I think this is where it starts. You can see a young girl here in a car, and the sign is very clear. There's an arrow there telling her which way she should go. But she seems to be confused. It gets worse, though, because when they get a little older... I'll have to walk over here. I don't believe you that this is going to work. No. Is there a remote? Here, just you hit the enter there, and that, and I'll shout at you. That works easier. Okay. When ladies get a little bit older... This is the sort of thing that happens when they go to multi-story car parks and they try and park their car. And maybe you could push on to the next one. This is when the car park has short of spaces and there's only a small space that they can fit into. This is what tends to happen. And there's another one. Here we are at the petrol station. Now, I know you're beginning to wonder, is it really a lady driver? Because you can't actually see the driver, but you can see down here a bottle of Coke and a handbag. And I am sure that that belonged to the driver. There's another photograph. That had to be a lady driver. I mean, there is a stop sign, and it's very clear what the driver should have done, but didn't. Now, actually, from here, Pete, you can confirm this because you're closer, but the driver in that car who is well and truly stuck is, in fact, a lady. And two trams have come along, and she was obviously in the wrong place, going in the wrong direction. The top photograph shows a car taking off from a garage with a petrol pump still in tow, and you can see the petrol going along the road. Now, you wouldn't have known it was a lady driver were it not for another photograph a minute later as she gets out of the car and looks behind her at the devastation that she's caused. She unfortunately left the petrol pump in the car and drove off with it still intact. That's unfortunate. There's another photograph. You see, you can confirm that this is actually a lady policewoman. And you can tell that there's fresh cement that's been laid here. And there's a sign that would have stopped her from going into that, but she just went on anyway. I have another photograph. This, I think, is a piece of unusual parking. Again, you can see the lady with the keys in her hand, and I'm not sure where she thought she was going. I went on holiday this year for a week to Scotland, and we went on a boat and took the car in the boat, but that's not the way we did it. That, I think, is the way that really, this is my theory, booster seats will not solve the problem. But if all ladies were given cars like this, and they drove around in cars that looked like high-heeled shoes, then the rest of us on the roads would know that it was a lady, and we would know to steer clear. Let me leave you with a verse. Jeremiah, in Lamentations, leaves us with this verse. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. You know the problem with all of those drivers were they weren't careful about the direction they were going in. They were going in some cases in the wrong direction. They were going the wrong way. And Jeremiah tells us to examine our ways, to be careful about the way we are going. You know, some people are going in the wrong direction. The Bible talks about a broad road, and there are many on this broad road, and it leads to the place called hell. But there's a narrow road, a road that leads to eternal life, a road that leads to heaven. And there are people who are going the wrong way, and they need to stop. You saw the stop sign, and the driver just kept on going. We need to stop on this road, this broad road, And we need to understand that we're going the wrong way. And we need to do what Jeremiah tells us to do. We need to turn. We need to turn to God. We need to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has died for our sins. And when we stop on the road that takes us to a lost eternity, and we ask the Lord Jesus into our lives to forgive us for our sins, and we turn to Him, He puts us on that narrow road that leads to life. Some of these pictures are funny because when the ladies kept on driving, they got into trouble. Now, this is not because my wife crashed her car this summer, although she did. She reversed into a parked car and did £2,500 worth of damage because she didn't see the direction she was going in. Now, if she knew that I was mentioning that here this morning, she would kill me. So don't tell her if you meet her. But you know, when you go the wrong direction, it ends up with trouble. And Jeremiah is telling all of us, from the youngest to the oldest, if we're going in the wrong direction, it will end up in trouble. We'll end up in a lost sinner's hell. We need to stop and we need to turn and we need to turn to the Savior and we need to put our trust in Him. And then He'll point us to heaven and home. Remember this little verse. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Thank you.